After this, Asa continued going around to every town and village, proclaiming the good news about the founding of the kingdom of Allah. The 12 apostles were with him, along with some women who had been cured of evil spirits and diseases. They were Maryam, known as Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had come out, Joanna, the wife of Cusa, Herod's business manager, Susanna, and many others. All of these gave from their own funds to support them. People came to Isa from every town, and a huge crowd gathered. He spoke to them with a parable, saying, "A farmer went out to sow his seeds. As he was sowing, some of the seed fell alongside the path, where feet stepped on it, and birds from the sky ate it. Some other seed fell on rocks, so when it came up, it wilted, because it had no water. Then some fell among thorns, and the thorns came up with them and choked the young plants. But some other seed fell on good soil, and it came up and produced 100 times as much." When he had said this, he called out, "Listen to me, you who have ears that can hear." His disciples asked him about the meaning of this parable. He said, "Allah has granted you to know the mysteries of His kingdom, but as for the others, I speak to them in parables, so that they look but do not see, and they hear but do not understand." This is the meaning of the parable. The seeds are the word of Allah.
Where the seed was sown alongside the path, this represents those who hear, but then Iblis comes and snatches the word away from their hearts, so that they don't believe and get saved. Where it was sown on rock, this represents those who hear the word of Allah and receive it with joy. However, they have no roots, so they believe for a while, but then at the time of testing, they back off. Where it fell among the thorns, this represents those who hear the word, but as they go on their way, the cares and riches and pleasures of worldly life choke them, so their fruit does not mature. And where it was in the good soil, this represents those whose heart is good and righteous, who hear the word, hold on to it, and persevere until they bear fruit.
No one lights a lamp and then covers it with a pot, or puts it under a bed. Instead, he puts it on a stand, so that those entering will see the light. And so, every secret will be disclosed, and everything hidden will be made known and come to light. So then, pay attention to how you listen. Whoever has some will be given more, but whoever does not have much, even the little that he thinks he has will be taken away from him. Then the mother and brothers of Isa came to him, but they were unable to reach him because of the dense crowd. So the people told him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside the house, and they want to see you." But he replied to them, "My mother and my brothers are those who listen to Allah's word and comply with it." One day Isa said to his disciples, "Come, let's cross the lake to the other shore." So they got into a boat and set out. While they were crossing, Isa fell asleep. But a windstorm blew across the lake. The boat began filling up with water, and they were in danger. So they went and woke him up, saying, "Master, Master, we are on the verge of drowning." So he got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waves. They quieted down and calm prevailed. Then he said to the disciples, "Where is your faith?" They asked one another in awe and astonishment, "Who is this who even commands the winds and waves and they obey him?" They sailed to the district of the Gerasenes, which lies opposite Galilee.
When Isa stepped out onto the shore, he was confronted by a man of that town, in whom there were demons. He had worn no clothes for a long time, and did not live in a house, but in the tombs.
When he saw Isa, he shouted and bowed down to him, yelling at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Isa, son of Allah Most High? Please, I beg you, don't torment me." For Isa had commanded the evil spirit to come out of the man, because it had often taken control of him. People would bind him with chains and restraints to detain him, but he would break the bonds, and the demon would drive him into uninhabited places. Isa asked him, "What's your name?" He said,
"Legion."
Because many demons had entered him, the demons begged Isa not to order them to go into the abyss. Now there was a large herd of pigs feeding on the hillside, so the demons begged him to let them enter the pigs, and he gave them permission. So the demons came out of the man and entered the pigs. At this, the herd rushed off and fell from the hill into the lake and drowned. When the herdsmen saw what happened, they ran away and spread the news in the town and the villages. So the people came out to see what had happened. They came to Isa, and they found the man from whom the demons had come out sitting at the feet of Isa, dressed and sound of mind. And they were afraid. Then the eyewitnesses informed them how the man who had been demon-possessed was healed. But the people from the region of the Gerasenes all requested of Isa that he go away from them, because they were filled with fear. So he boarded the boat to go back across the lake. The man from whom the demons had come out begged to go with him, but Isa sent him away and said, "Go back home and tell people everything that Allah has done for you." So he went through the whole town and told the people what Isa had done for him. When Isa returned, the crowd welcomed him because they had been waiting for him. Then a man came named Jairus, one of those responsible for the house of worship. He threw himself down at the feet of Isa and pleaded with him to come to his home, because he had an only daughter, about 12 years old, who was on the verge of death. As Isa was going, the crowds were jostling him a lot. Now there was a woman who had suffered from a discharge of blood for 12 years. Although she had spent all she had on doctors, no one had been able to heal her. So she came up from behind him and touched the edge of his clothing, and at once her bleeding stopped. Isa said, "Who touched me?" But everyone denied it. Peter said, "Master, the crowds are pressing against you and jostling you." But Isa said, "Someone touched me, for I felt power go out from me." When the woman saw that he knew about her, she came trembling and threw herself down at his feet. She told him in front of all the people why she had touched him and how she had been healed at once. He said to her, "My dear, your faith has healed you. You may go in peace." While he was speaking, someone came from the home of the man in charge of the house of worship and told the man, "Your daughter has died. Don't trouble the teacher." But Isa heard it, and he said to him, "Don't be afraid. Just have faith, and she will be healed." When he arrived at the house, he did not let anyone else go in with him except Peter, Yaqub, John, and the girl's father and mother. Everyone else was weeping and mourning for her. So he said to them, "Stop weeping. She hasn't died. She's sleeping." They scoffed at him because they knew she had died. But he took her by the hand and called out, saying, "Girl, get up." Her spirit returned, and she got up at once. Then he told them to give her something to eat. Her parents were astonished, but he ordered them not to tell anyone what had happened.